Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bill Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we do that, we bring them to you today here on the C2P, and we're deading down to South Carolina. We're going to be joined with Jordan Diggs, the standout slash safety linebacker, Mr. Versatility, and a real force in the box, if you will. But Jordan, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe you're this close? I'm sure it was it's probably been a childhood dream, something you've been working forward towards a long, long time.
Definitely, sir. Thanks for having me on the show. It's definitely been an exciting time, as well as a nerve-wracking time. Been a lot of stuff I've just been working really hard to get done, and I'm just excited about the opportunity.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, Pop Warner Pee-wee days, have you always had that athletic, you know, side to you? Were you a little bit better athlete your whole time growing up?
Well, I come from a pretty big football family. You know, you come out the womb and they stick a ball in your hand where I'm from, so being that I had two brothers that all played football, a father that loved the game, I kind of was born right into it, got right out to the Pop Warner fields. I was the little kid who wasn't old enough to play, so I would run around chasing my big brothers at the park. But as soon as I turned 5, they put a ball in my hand, gave me some flags, and I've been taking off ever since.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, when did it kind of sink in? I mean, you know as well as anybody that – you know, you arrive at the SEC, you're playing at South Carolina, big-time program. I mean, when do you kind of get the feeling that, you know what, if I keep doing what I'm doing, there's a, you know, when I'm done playing, I guess on Saturdays, there's an opportunity to get to Sunday?
I think it all goes back to the great level of competition, competing with guys day in and day out that are top-tier talent, guys that, you know, you can just tell that they have that it, they're going to play this game for a long time. I think definitely competing with those guys and then going out on Saturday, competing with some of the guys that you see each year, year in and year out, that are top draft picks, it definitely kind of starts to set in your head, man, hey, you know, if I keep working and I keep applying myself, this dream really can become reality.
Nice, and that's a great way to put it in perspective, and obviously that reality is very close at hand for you. You mentioned, I believe, you know, you mentioned your brothers. I believe your dad also played at South Carolina. Amongst you,
yeah,
and your brothers and your father, I mean, how much you guys, I guess, scorch about each other about who's, you know, the best football player of the family?
Well, it was always the family dream for one of the boys to come to Carolina after my father. He played here 84 through 87. So, you know, one of us wanted to come here and sort of kind of just, you know, do better than him or take the legacy farther than he did. So being that my older brother came here for 1 year and ended up transferring to Michigan State, I kind of joke with the guys like, yeah, man, I continue the legacy. I'm the one who did that. So right now I say I'm winning, but if you ask my dad, none of us touch his shoes, man. We won't even get close.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jordan Diggs here giving us the Diggs family history on who, in fact, is the best of the family. And he says dad's going to stick to it and keep the title. It's going to be hard for him to argue if you sign that NFL contract, though, Jordan. But that'll be for another show at another day. But you, I mean, what makes you tick? I mean, you know, if you're breaking down film, I mean, what are scouts going to love about you in your words? I mean, what are they going to say, Jordan, we see this, we see that, we love how you do this. I mean, what are those qualities that are going to make him want to look deeper at you?
I think definitely when you turn on the film, you're going to see a passionate guy, a guy that's flying around, very enthused about the game. I love just being out there. I try to take advantage of every snap, and I just feel like they're going to get a passionate guy who's going to definitely lay it all on the line. You know, I play with a high intensity. My motor's always running. I just feel like if they really pay attention to, you know, what I do, they'll see a guy that plays great fundamental football and that'll get the job done.
Definitely. And you have tremendous size. I mean, are you about, 6 foot, 210,
yeah,
208?
Yeah, about 6 foot, 210.
That's ideal size. And obviously you've got a lot of good hip movement. I mean, you're very fluid. I think, you know, obviously you're great around the line of scrimmage. Does anything go unnoticed? I ask this question because we know scouts do listen in. We pass it off to the guys we know as well. I mean, what don't we know about you that's a great plus? I mean, that we can't see on film, and it could be a leadership qualities, game film studies. What are some of those factors they need to know?
Definitely, you can judge a lot of things from watching the film, but one thing you can't really judge is, you know, a player's actual personality. If they really got a chance to know me off the field, I tell a lot of people a lot of times, my life and, you know, me and who I am just screams perseverance. I've, you know, been through a lot of tough and unfortunate events, but I've always found a way to persevere and, you know, figure a way to succeed or come out on top. So I just definitely want, you know, scouts and people to know about me. You know, whatever the task is, whatever the job, the goal, I'm definitely a person that's going to apply everything I got, you know, to see success and see that goal be reached.
Definitely. Great response to that. Very good response to that. I liked it. excuse me. Pro Day was the 14th. How much of a relief was it to kind of just finally get out there and let loose a little bit?
I was excited, man. I was excited. I have been putting in a lot of work gearing up to the 14th. So for the day to actually get here, it was a bit cold up here in Columbia, kind of rainy. But none of that put a damper on the day. Me and the guys, we were fired up. Guys flew around. We felt like we had a solid day, and everybody put on a good showing. So, you know, it was just exciting just to see the scouts there. I was thankful for, you know, them just coming out, check us out. And I just was excited to finally get out there and be doing it, man, just to really experience that. I have been watching Pro Day just about every year in my tenure at South Carolina. So for it to finally be my time, my chance to get out there and show those scouts, you know, what I could do, I was definitely excited.
Definitely, and it's an exciting time, and I'm sure a big relief to finally just kind of put all the hard work, or at least combine-type prep training, all that hard work to use for you and being able to blast those drills out. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I mean, you know as well probably from the pro days you've seen, and I know from the ones I've covered, sometimes teams will stop and talk with you, or sometimes they're just kind of, you know, out the door before you even get off the field. I mean, did anybody grab you at the end of pro day?
I did talk to a few scouts, very brief. You know, a couple of them just getting contact information, and a couple of them just, you know, having good remarks about my day. Got some good positive feedback, I feel like. So, you know, as soon as pro day was over, just refocused, and I was re-energized, even more enthused about putting in the work.
Nice. Now I know if that was me, and I don't know if you – now, if that was me, pro day ended and such walked up with a certain logo on their jacket or sweater, I'd be pretty stoked. I mean, did that put some pep in your step? I mean, did you call home and go, guess what? You know, I just talked to such and such.
It was definitely awesome. My family, I think my mom beat me to it. They were there at pro day, so before I could take off my cleats or come back to tell them anything, my mom was like, I seen you talking to this scout. So I think she was really, really excited. It was good to have my dad and my mom there, as well as my little brother, sort of kind of inspire him. And I think my family really enjoyed the day, and so did I.
Awesome, man. Awesome stuff. Once again, Jordan Diggs here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft with the South Carolina standout. If you miss any of this show with him, you'd like to listen to it again at your leisure, you can always download or listen to it again at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. Just type in Jordan Diggs. And then you can always check out his draft bio at thecollegetopro.com. And we like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Jordan as he moves forward towards April 27th and that weekend of the NFL draft. Do you get comparisons, or is there anybody out there that you kind of say, hey, when I watch this guy at the next level, this is kind of what I want to be, or I could kind of do some of the things that this guy does?
I definitely say I have no specific favorite team, but a lot of players I really look up to and admire their game. Some are close to home. Guys like Nate Allen, Jalen Watkins, and Trey Boston, great defensive backs that are from my hometown, as well as a guy that sort of kind of was, you know, someone I looked up to and sort of mentored me in his tenure here at South Carolina, in DJ Swearinger, and I just really kind of watched him and, you know, watch the way he plays the game. I like that passion and fire that he plays with. So to see him grow and, you know, play in different schemes, I've definitely been watching him really closely as well.
Nice. And I like those roundabout names too. You know, all of those guys are great players, but, you know, they're not the cliche answers that I get all the time. So it tells you definitely are a student, and obviously you're paying close attention to those guys, like you said, near and around you, doing what they do best. So I kind of like that response. I do. I like that a lot. you got what? You got your pro day out of the way. I mean, what's next? I mean, you have any visits coming up, workouts? I mean, kind
of,
you know, what's the next few,
right
I guess,
now,
a few weeks look
right
like
now,
for you?
As of right now, I don't have any visits set up. Me and my agent have been talking over the past few days about different things of that sort. But right now, I've just been training. My day starts, I get up at about 4:30, 4:35. And it's me and a group of guys from here. We go work out. We have to get in the weight room before the team comes in. We lift. And then about 10:30, 11 o'clock, I head to work. I work at the local Dave and Buster's here in Columbia. And once I get off of work about 4:30, I'm usually coming back home, get a bite to eat, and meet up with the guys again and get some field work in. So that's kind of just been my schedule, just kind of grinding it out and waiting to see what happens.
Man, that's a grind, man. Listen, for folks out there listening, did you just repeat that day one more time for them? Because in case they're driving, they're not paying attention to what you just said. Repeat your day one more time. I want them to appreciate the hard work you're doing. So one more day or one more time, tell us about Jordan Diggs' day. Go ahead.
Well, usually the day starts about me waking up about 4:30, usually getting out the house by 4:45.
A.M., that's A.M.
A.M.,
folks.
Going over to the weight room at the facility, working out with a group of about four or five guys, a couple guys that stayed around the area after being done with the season. We get in the weight room, we get after it, and then usually come home, get a bite to eat for breakfast, and then it's off to work at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I work at local Dave and Buster's here in Columbia. And so usually once I go there, I get my work shift over with. I'm done about 4:30. 5 o'clock if I get a morning shift, and from there it's calling the guys, come home, grab a quick bite to eat again, and it's off to get some field work from there. We stay out there for a couple hours, chat it up a bit, and then I'm back home and get prepared for the next day, man.
Yeah, back home, tucked away in bed and sleep. That's a workout, folks. Like I said, I love getting a little insight. People think it's so easy and you just show up and run fast on pro day, but there's so much work and life that goes into what you're doing. And like I said, being close to it, I appreciate what you're doing out there, man. It's awesome stuff. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you. We like to throw a couple lighthearted stuff your way. You ready for some off-the-wall questions?
Yeah, cool. Shoot.
All right. Okay, now, Coach Muschamp, a big popular name in college football, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
I don't know. Muschamp has that little mystique about him. He's definitely a guy you can laugh it up with. A couple of guys they're scared to make a few jokes because, I don't know, Muschamp have a few good comebacks in him too. So if I had to say a guy, it would definitely be Taylor Stallworth, one of our defensive linemen. I think he does a great impersonation of just about anyone on the staff. He's a pretty funny guy as well, so it would probably be him.
Excellent. You know what the funny thing, Jordan, is? I ask that question to all the guys that come on the show, probably about their head coach, especially if they're iconic type guys. And it's always defensive guys. It's never the guys on the offense. I never hear like, "Oh, we got a guard, we got a receiver, the quarterback." It's always a defensive guy. I don't know why. I don't know why, but that's for a university to do a study on. Female celebrities, Jordan. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Female celebrity. If I had to say one, I'd probably say Sanaa Lathan or somebody like Nia Long, Jada Pickett. Beautiful.
Nice. You know what I loved about that too? Just like your guy, you didn't say Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, you said Trey Boston, TJ, all great guys, but they're not necessarily the iconic names. And the ladies you said too, because I get Rihanna, Beyonce, Rihanna, Megan Good. You gave, beautiful ladies, but not like the women I hear every single show. So a lot of nice versatility you brought to the show today, Jordan. Doing the show, I'm accustomed to kind of hearing the same stuff. So when I hear something different, it just kind of piques my interest as well. And then the final question for you, my man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creation. He paints and designs the cleats that you guys want. If you could have your shoes, your cleats painted or designed with a certain theme, what would you want sprayed on there?
I definitely go. Hopefully it coordinates with good team colors, but I definitely have some purple or some gold on there, and a little bit of white, maybe my Omega Psi Phi fraternity letters on there, a few little quotes or sayings, and definitely have some good colors on there, man. Spice it up a bit.
Nice. Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, you've had a fabulous career. I can't wait to see you move forward. Always stay humble, stay hungry, and keep grinding, my man.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on the show. And continue to watch me, man. Hopefully great things coming soon.
Excellent stuff. And we're hoping great things coming for our guest today, Jordan Diggs. You got to love the passion that this kid's bringing. He's waking up at 4:30, working out, going to work at Dave & Buster's, and then he's going to work out again. That's his daily routine. That's not enough grind for you. And then you just add the fact that he's a great college prospect too. So, like I said, it just kind of adds it. But I'm really glad he brought that up because it just shows the dedication and grind that this young kid's putting into this as he goes after a dream. And hopefully that dream comes to fruition the week of the 27th through 29th. And if it doesn't happen during the draft, there's nothing wrong with being a priority unsigned free agent and getting yourself on the camp. And actually, besides the prestigiousness for all those folks listening out there, it's great to hear your name called. But sometimes if you're a seventh-round guy, even a sixth-round guy, sometimes it's better to actually be able to dictate where you go and maybe pick a team where you have a better opportunity to make it, though. And like I said, if I was going through the process, I definitely want to hear my name called, too. But there's always perks, peaks and valleys, and all different things of walks of life, and that is something to think about. But again, if you want more Jordan Diggs, South Carolina standout, always go to iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and collegetopro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.